A very small portion of the Card Street fire on the Kenai Peninsula is under control, and the evacuation notice for a couple of neighborhoods has been lifted. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the fires continue to move east into the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge and away from residential areas.
Every day is getting more and more contained.
That's Terry Anderson, one of the public information officers for the Division of Forestry. He's been giving regular updates over lunch at the Sterling Community Center, and Thursday, there was finally some good news. In some of the neighborhoods that were evacuated, crews are now working on the smaller spot fires, and people can finally get back to their homes, at least for now.
There's a whole division of guys that work on that all day long, and they grit it. They walk back and forth and back and forth. And yeah, obviously you can miss it. It happens, but it's rare because that's what they're doing on a daily basis.
In all, more than 250 firefighters are working the Card Street fire, and it's the number one priority fire in the country right now. Crews caught a break Wednesday night as the wind pushed the now 9,000-acre fire into the wilderness of the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. But Refuge Fire Management Officer Christy Bullock says this is not a situation where they want to simply let the fire burn itself out.
This is an unwanted fire. This fire has the potential, if it crosses the Sterling Highway with the right conditions, to actually come back into the north side of Sterling, and we absolutely do not want that to happen. So the goal is to stop the fire. There's just too much risk to communities.
About 20 miles away, over in Cooper Landing, residents were also breathing a bit easier, but still keeping a sharp eye on the 300-acre Juneau Lake fire and the even closer 100-acre Stetson Creek fire.
We're not going to burn, brother. Neither are your houses. Nothing's going to burn. Just those trees.
Thanks.
You heard it right here first.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Dan Michaels is the general manager at the Kenai Princess Wilderness Lodge in Cooper Landing. And besides worrying about his own house, he's got nearly 200 guests who probably didn't see any of this in the travel brochures.
So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much all the guests coming in. It was like, keep your toothbrush handy and your medication and be ready to go. I mean, it's just, what do you do?
He says they have their own plan to get people out safely if the need arises. But those two fires are also being kept more or less in check. They're both the result of lightning strikes earlier in the week.
And then all of a sudden, crack. And that was that. That started it. It was everybody, they knew which one it was.
A Type 2 management team is on site for those fires and will take over operations on Friday. At least 40 additional firefighters are also expected. The Stetson Creek fire has been relying mostly on air support, as its position on a hillside makes fighting it from the ground much more difficult. There's no cost estimate on those two fires, but the Card Street fire is now running a tab of more than $160,000 a day, totaling just over $1 million since Monday. Reporting from Sterling, I'm Shaylin Cochran.